You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline is a person that has sat out here and froze before we had these bare sunrooms that we're sitting in now, nice and heated. She is Jen Latta of ESPN. Jen, thanks for coming on.
I am so glad that you guys are still doing the toy drive. This is such a great tradition that you guys do. So proud of you.
You know,
that sounds condescending. It wasn't.
No. No.
That you guys do this every year.
Yeah, you know, and the one thing, the reason I called you was because I was listening to Chuck Freeman and Bart Winkler the other morning, and Mike Wickett had called into the show, the former host of that show, and they're reminiscing about a story in a early, chilly, really cold morning when Jen Latta was in the tent. The winds were blowing so hard that you guys were holding on to the tent so it didn't blow away while you were talking during that segment of the show, and I was wondering whether or not you actually remembered that.
I don't remember that specifically, but I do remember getting over to you guys pretty early, early in the morning, and yeah, being pretty bundled up. I don't remember the tent trying to take off on us.
Yes.
I wonder if that's one of those things that has been exaggerated as the years go on. You know,
yeah, maybe.
It's a little more interesting.
No, it's not exaggerated. It was blown away.
It's happened to us on remote in the past, to be honest with you. Yeah. But now we're in these beautiful bare sunrooms. We got the heat, the whole deal. So we've come a long way. And thanks for your support over the years of the toy drive, too, Jen. Badgers, Ohio State, Big Ten championship game. I'm not sure Badger fans are really giving the Badgers much of a chance. I was reading an article last night talking about how Ohio State fans are buying all the tickets up. Really not much coming in the way of Badger fans, or at least by the looks of ticket sales from, you know, StubHubs and stuff like that. What are you expecting from this game, Jen?
Well, first of all, if Badgers fans aren't buying tickets to the championship game, to the Big Ten championship game, it's because they've already think they've punched their ticket to the Rose Bowl, right?
Could be.
All know you need a little bit more of the disposable income to get your butt out to Pasadena in January than you do to travel down to Indianapolis. So I guess I feel like at this time of year, maybe they're making a financial decision. Look, the Badgers need a lot of things to go well for them in order to be in that conversation for the college football playoff. So it doesn't surprise me that people might be saying, you know what, we've been to the championship game before, let's head out to California first week of January instead. I've been really impressed with this Badgers team. It's unfortunate that they got themselves out of the conversation, and I know that chaos could still ensue, and they could be one of those teams. I'll let you guys in on a little secret. We received our assignments for Selection Sunday yesterday, and I am assigned the Badgers pending chaos.
Nice.
So pending chaos. Yes.
If, in fact, the Badgers do knock off Ohio State or even make it, you know, a one-score game, and Utah loses tonight to Oregon, and Clemson plays a tight game even against Virginia. I think, obviously, if Virginia beats Clemson, which I don't think anyone sees happening, but if they play them tight, a lot of people think that, and of course, if LSU wins, most people think that Wisconsin's body of work is better than Clemson's because the ACC is just so crappy. So there's talk of their wins against Iowa and Michigan and Minnesota would carry them potentially over Clemson if Clemson gets themselves into a tough spot. That's needing a lot of things to go well for them to Wisconsin to nab that fourth spot. But I'm just telling you that ESPN has a contingency plan in place, and it is yours truly if, in fact, those things happen. So I'm hopeful that Wisconsin seizes the opportunity. I'm hopeful that they, you know, here's what I always say about Paul Chryst. He's such a fantastic X's and O guy. And Jim Leonard the same way on the defensive side of the ball. I do not expect the game to go the way that it went the first time these two teams met, which was a 38-7 drubbing by the Buckeyes.
You know, you were talking about the financial part, because I was looking at flights last night, Jen, and it was looks like it's going to cost you upwards to $750 for a round-trip ticket to Pasadena. And so if you're trying to decide whether you're going to go to the Big Ten championship game or go to Pasadena, I think you're right where a lot of people are just trying to make a decision. Christmas time, holiday, you know, where you want to spend your money, those types of things. And I look at Clemson. I don't know. To me, the eye test, they're pretty good. I mean, I know that they play a soft schedule, but I just think somewhere you've got to just look at the players that they recruit and that they get. You just got to know that they are a pretty good football team.
Listen, I totally agree with you, Gary. And I think that that's why the college football scene has been so fascinating over the last 5-6 years. We all lost a ton of college football, you guys included. And sometimes you just see a team and you're like, damn, you know, they've got it at all positions. Obviously, Clemson took a hit defensively with sending a bunch of those guys to the NFL last year. But they're a good team. And they can't be blamed for the struggles of the ACC conference as a whole, right? So you play who's on your schedule, you beat who's on your schedule. But I do think that, you know, you have to also carry the burden of those teams not being ranked and those not being considered quality wins. You know, Trevor Lawrence is going to be playing on Sundays as well. I don't know how many guys on Wisconsin's roster you can say that about it. But at the end of the day, we've seen this Wisconsin team rise up and answer the bell on, you know, when they need to. So I find it fascinating. I find the subjectivity of the college football playoff just incredible, because there are people who say, look, I've watched all these games. These are the teams that stand out. And most people would say right now, LSU, Ohio State, and Clemson, despite playing a soft schedule, despite playing weak ACC opponents, have looked pretty elite this year.
You know, Jen, this whole college playoff thing,
tell
four teams.
Tell your true feelings, Steve.
What?
Tell your true feelings.
I am. This four-team college playoff thing is nice, but for me, it's kind of dampened the mood, and for others too, I think, that you see, at least on social media, I don't know about everybody else, of, okay, well, maybe we're going to go to the Rose Bowl now and watch the real games get played in the college football playoff. I think it's taken away from the bigger bowl games that aren't in the playoff picture anymore, where before, the Rose Bowl was still the Rose Bowl. I mean, you got to go if you were number one in the Big Ten, and that's how you earned your way there. Now it's not necessarily as special. Now, those that have, you know, the history of the Rose Bowl and all of that and still view it that way, that's great. But you're really not playing for anything per se other than pride and trying to get some more recruits, I guess. But you'd be doing that in a lot of other bowl games too.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, I've often said if you're not in the top 10 of these college football rankings, what does it matter? Of course, it matters because of bowl assignments. And those coaches are going to, and those staffs are going to be using that, like you just said, Sparky, as a recruiting tool, right? There is something to be said for saying, hey, this is a team that's gone to the Rose Bowl now X number of years. You know, when I was here in Milwaukee, it was the J.J. Watt, Russell Wilson years, and we were in Pasadena, you know, several times over, and those are things that they hung their hat on. Obviously, the program ran up against some rough times there with Gary Anderson at the helm, but, you know, they seem to have turned things around. Chris is a stabilizing factor. He's a good coach. People really like working for him and being under his under his tutelage. So, look, the Badgers are a team, and this is something that, you know, I think we really need to recognize from a national standpoint, that are always in the national conversation. Whether it's on the periphery or not, they are in that conversation. And you can argue back and forth about the strength of the Big Ten and the strength of the ACC and all of that stuff. I think that this four-team playoff is almost done. I think in 2025, when the contract is up, I think they say it's absurd that we have allowed four teams in when there are five power conferences. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then we should be having at-large bids. And you're going to see it expand to eight teams. And then a team like Wisconsin that has been on the outside looking in, if they can continue to even just play at the level they've played, they're going to be in that mix. And then it's, you know, you play the game on the field and see who comes out a winner. It'll be much more like the NCAA basketball tournament, which people seem to really like the fact that it could be anybody's day. You know, the ball could bounce any number of ways, and anybody can come out the victor.
I know, and that, and I would agree with you, though. But listen, is the playing field really level when you start talking about the players that Alabama get, the players that Clemson get, the players that Georgia gets, the players that Ohio State get, versus the players that Wisconsin gets?
I think there is a difference in talent, obviously, and I think you can go back to, again, the stars, right? You talk about four-star recruits and the distinction between those programs. And Alabama and Clemson and maybe even, you know, team like Georgia now, it becomes self-sustaining. It becomes where you're winning, and then teams want to be a part of a winning program, so the best recruits just go there. You know, you could chalk it up to, well, Nick Saban's just a great recruiter. Well, maybe he is, you know, and I've never sat on a couch across from him and had him try to convince me to come to his program. But I'll also tell you that winning is an awfully big incentive as well, right? That's a motivator. So I do think, though, that the more Wisconsin remains in this national conversation, the better chance they have of pulling a lot of this talent from the upper Midwest. And we've always seen what style of football Wisconsin plays. As long as they stay true to that and stay true to the talent that they're pulling, I think that they are going to be in these conversations. You know, you're never going to be embarrassed, guys. And again, this is me with the years now I've had at the national network level talking about a Wisconsin. And you can't say that about a lot of teams in the Big Ten, right? You got your Ohio States, your Michigans, occasionally an upstart team like a Northwestern or like this year with Minnesota. But Wisconsin is consistently in that upper echelon conversation. And I don't think that's something that people in Wisconsin should take for granted.
Hey, Jen, one other thing. I got to congratulate you on being a mom again. Is that right?
Yes. I now have 3 children. And that will be the end of the procreating over here, y'all. Okay? There's something very satisfying about knowing that I am done being a baby factory.
Hey, just remember, you got to give extra love to that middle child because they always get forgotten at the end of the day.
That's so, you know what? People have told me that the thing about our dynamic is our son is almost 11. So he's our first son, our firstborn. Then we have our first girl, right? And she's almost 2. And now we have a second girl, and she'll be the baby always, right? And she's 3 weeks on Monday. So I think the dynamic works out for us okay. You know what I mean? Like, I think each of them have their own unique, what would you
space.
Call it?
Space.
Specification, right?
Yeah. Yeah, space. They have their own space.
Yeah. But yeah. Gary, if you have any advice, because I know you raised it, I know one of your kids pretty well, and he's a good one. So if you have any parenting advice, I am never too proud to take parenting advice from people who've turned out good kids.
The only advice I have, Jen, is just love them up. That's about it.
That's very true. And you did a great job with your boy Jared, who I have worked with very closely with the Bears.
Yep.
Sounds
appreciate
good.
It.
Jen, lot of
can we just talk about one thing really quick?
Sure. Yeah.
The Bears are like my kryptonite. You know, from Northern Illinois, I know I live here in Wisconsin now, and you must deal with this a little bit with Jared as well, but it has been so tough following that team for the last couple of years, and it makes people here in Wisconsin so goddamn happy to see that my Bears are struggling. So I just wanted to put that out there as well.
Well, I don't know. After last night, and Steve and I are going to get into it, after last night, they just got to figure out, or Nagy or Trubisky, one of those guys got to figure out who this guy is and let him be, you know, the player that he can be. I mean, he's not – I just felt like Nagy had this huge thing in his mind that he's Mahomes, and he's not. I think he's more like the Lamar Jacksons of the world, not exactly him, but he can do a lot with his feet, and I think we saw that last night. Now, if you can get enough of that out of him, I think the Bears can become a really good football team.
Oh, yeah, you're just saying that to mess with me.
No, I am dead serious. I think the game at Lambeau Field with the Chicago Bears, if he can play that way, it's going to be a really good game.
These last 3 games for Mitchell Trubisky have really just been the football gods screwing with us, don't you think?
Yes, I do.
Steve, you don't believe it?
Pasture, and we were going to draft another quarterback and say, oh, it didn't work out. Whoopsies. And now it's like, well, wait a minute.
Yeah, this is football guys trying to keep the Bears down because now they won't draft a quarterback and they'll think Trubisky's the answer.
No, he I don't know if he's the answer, but you know what? I think if you build a defense around, I think you can win a Super Bowl with this guy. I don't think Garoppolo is the greatest.
What did you drink before you came in here?
Do you think Garoppolo is really great?
Better than Trubisky. Yeah, I'll roll Jimmy G.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And
so what's your point?
Now I know that whatever that facility that you guys are in has sprung a leak or there's carbon monoxide.
Yeah, it's propane. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Now none of y'all are thinking straight, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Yeah, no doubt. Hey, Jed, thanks so much for coming on. We miss you here in Milwaukee and continued your success over at ESPN.
Thanks, guys. And I'm going to hop online right now and make a donation to the toy drive because you guys are doing great work.
Awesome.
Thank you
very much. 105.7 FM, thefan.com. There is Jen Latta from ESPN. And it's kind of crazy in the fact that she joined us there on the Great Midwest Bank Highline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.